You are now listening to the CRC podcast, brought to you by Pastor At Bosif. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Come on, if you believe it tonight, God's way is better. God is still in control. 2021. Jump out of your seat wherever you are tonight. Give the Lord a great praise. Come on, everybody in this place, the thousands in this place, by faith tonight on the floor, on the balcony. Give the Lord a mighty praise wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are going to make room for God. 2021 is going to be a year of divine restoration and a great recovery in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We welcome you all tonight with us across this beautiful world of ours. Unusual times, but our God is still in control. So welcome to the many thousands on Faith TV tonight. We welcome Facebook Live, YouTube Live, CRC Online, radio stations, people all over the world with us tonight. In Russia, we are so excited about what God's doing in Russia. I mean, that goes beyond comprehension in Jesus' name. Then also Israel, America, Europe, India, China, and Africa, wherever you are, God is for you. And if God is for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of shaking going on, and it's not a shaking by this pandemic. Believe me tonight that God is shaking the kingdom of darkness, and soon we are going to see a move of God across the nations of the earth. Oh, come on tonight. I don't want you down in a valley of discouragement. I want you to know tonight that weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. In the name of Jesus, shout hallelujah tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Good to see you all here tonight. I've missed you. I hope you had a great holiday. Great to see everybody here tonight. The place is packed out, and soon we're going to have a second evening service in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God is still in control, and God is on the throne. A big shout out to Dr. Andre and Jenny for allowing us to have this live broadcast every Sunday almost for a year now, and we thank God for an extended contract. Also, I want to remind you that we are believing God to open our services safely by the middle of February. So we're not going to have a year like last year. We're going to have a great year for the glory of God, and we are going to see multitudes saved, and things are going to be better in the name of Jesus Christ. So Pastor Andre, we love you. Pastor Jenny, we love you. Thank you for this great opportunity. Also, our week of fasting and prayer, we are believing God to have services every night then. Therefore, a little delay. Nowhere in the Bible says you have to start with fasting and prayer in January. So from the 7th till the 14th of February, we are going to call churches in relationship with us and churches all over nations to fast and pray with us so that we can see a move of God in our earth. Amen. In Jesus' name. Tonight, I'm going to be very brief, and a big shout out to our musicians. Come on, you absolutely all are amazing. I missed you. I love you. Our camera people, all of you, you simply are the best. Come on, put a like there on Facebook tonight. Say, love you, musicians. Come on. These people sing their hearts out, and there's nothing like them anywhere. I watched some television stations afterwards, and I thought, thank you, Jesus, for the gifts that we have. We're not in competition, but we thank God that our people are full of passion, and we are not intimidated by what is happening in our world. Tonight, my message very briefly. You know, sometimes people, we say things are going to be over, and people think quick means like tomorrow. Jesus said, behold, I come quickly. 2,000 years later, he's not back. So, tonight, my message very simply, joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30 verse 1, I'll take every amen I can, even from the camera people tonight. Okay. David says, I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up, and you have not allowed my foes to rejoice over me. I want to start tonight by saying to you that God will have the final say, and that we have victory in the midst of the storm. O Lord my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, but his favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, when I was strong, when things were fine, I said, I shall never be moved. But Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. Your mountain talks about your life, your destiny, your career, your business, your sphere of influence. And I want to jump ahead a little bit and say it tonight that you're not going under, you are going over. You are not going to sink. You are going to walk over the storm and you are going to be stronger on the other side for the glory of God. Shout amen in Jesus' name. He says, you hid your face and I was in trouble. I cried out to you. We have to turn our problems into prayers and we have to turn our worries into worship. I cried out to you, Lord, and to the Lord I made my supplication. What profit is there in my blood? When I go down to the pit, when I die, will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Will it preach the gospel? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. I'm going to talk about that next week, the beautiful, wonderful Holy Ghost. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothe me with gladness. Is there somebody glad yet tonight? Amen. Behind your mask, okay? I know you're unmasked at home tonight. To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. In the storm, before the storm, during the storm, after the storm, I will find a reason to give thanks to the Lord my God. Our text tonight is weeping may endure for a moment, a season, but joy comes in the morning. I believe that 2021 will be a year of divine restoration. I don't care how things seem. I do care how bad the storm becomes. But God gives us a promise of deliverance that joy will come in the morning. Well, I want to tell you, my dear brother and my sister, nobody likes a storm. And you know, sometimes winters can be tough, and sometimes winters last a little bit longer than we expected them to last. But here's the good thing. There's always a summer after every winter. Sometimes nights can be very long, especially cold nights. But the sun will always shine again. And I want to say to you tonight, the sun is going to shine upon your darkness again. I want to tell you tonight that God is going to give you joy in the place of your mourning. I want to tell you that God has not abandoned you and God has not forsaken you. Oh, come on, you better believe it tonight and give the Lord a praise for his goodness and his mercy. Hallelujah. David says, you will put off my sackcloth and ashes. You've lost your business. You've lost a loved one. Nothing easy. One of my beautiful cameramen, yeah, I only heard you tonight that his father just passed away this morning, and tonight he's standing here. One of my singers on the platform, his dad died at the beginning of December. So many tragedy, so many things happening. As I said this morning, I lost my brother, I lost my father, I lost many relatives to cancer. But I'm not going to live gripped by fear to cancer. I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus Christ. I know many people that have succumbed to this disease. Some of pastors that I know, members that I know, and I weep with all of you. But I want to tell you something. We still have to choose life, and we still have to choose joy, and we still have to believe that God is for us, and we still have to become more determined than ever to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to make Jesus more famous. Come on, hallelujah. I understand that the night times and the winter seasons of life can be challenging and difficult. The good news is that winter does not last. I always tell people that truth is parallel. In South Africa, the farming community had 3 years of severe drought. And those who outlasted the storm had bumper crops this year. I want to tell you that churches are going to thrive more than ever before. I want to tell you that you are not just going to survive the storm. You are going to thrive on the other side of the storm in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. We are going to build bigger churches. We are going to have greater meetings. You are going to raise a stronger business. You just have to adjust your sails and go through the storm safely to the other side. I mean, sometimes winters can really get cold, like maybe this time, and it wants to get into your bones. And I said it this morning, don't allow fear into your bones, into your heart. Sometimes a night can seem colder. I remember when I stood guard duty years back when we had to do military service, the worst watch, it's when Jesus actually came to the disciples in the fourth watch, that was the worst watch, from 2 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the coldest time as well. Just before the sun comes up, that's the coldest time. And I remember as a 19-year-old how I stood there, Simba and I, just almost like prayed for the sun, because that cold wants to get into your bones. I want to tell you the sun is going to arise with healing in his wings. I want to tell you that weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. I want to tell you that we have to stand patiently and wait for God's deliverance. We don't put our trust in this vaccine. We don't put our trust in the scientist. We put our trust in God, and we know that God will sustain us and God will deliver us. Shout amen and give the Lord a praise tonight if you believe it. So David says, and he refers to what I understand as a soldier standing guard duty. I mean, the time that soldiers fell asleep was during that watch as well. That's why the enemy always attacked just before first light, because that was the time that the cold overcame you. That's the time that you became weary, almost like in this COVID time now. We've come through the first watch, the second watch. We are maybe in the third watch. First wave, second wave. It doesn't matter how many waves. And I don't magnify COVID, but we have to talk about this, because this is where our world is. And we have to understand it's not the first time that the world is gripped by some kind of a crisis. And we study from history and we see how the world has come through a first world war, a second world war, the flu pandemic of 1918, the Black Plague that killed 40% of the European population. And we see how these countries were rebuilt, many of them not even acknowledging God, but most of them understood that they could not do it without God. And I pray to God that politicians all over the world begin to realize that we are not going to change this and beat this thing and win this battle by taking God out of the equation. We have to magnify God. We have to glorify God. We have to keep our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So David says in Psalm 103, verse 5 to 7, he says, I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word, I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. Yes, more than those who watch for the morning. Sometimes it gets worse before it gets better. Sometimes you thought the breakthrough is here and then there's a delay. Sometimes you think you're almost through the storm and here comes another massive wave. But it's okay, because God promises you the victory. And I'll give you four things tonight quickly: how to turn your morning into dancing and how to see this joy that the Bible promises. Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption, deliverance. I want to encourage you tonight to keep your hope in Jesus, to keep your trust alive. I want to say again that there's light on the other side of the tunnel, that there is victory after defeat, that there is joy after weeping, that there is reaping after sowing, that there is dancing after mourning, restoration after destruction and devastation. There is life after COVID. Can I have an amen tonight? And somebody just give the Lord a little bit of a praise dance in your lounge. Come on, Faith TV, in the name of Jesus. We believe that God is for us. We believe we are on the winning side. We believe that we were born for victory. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Shout amen in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Four things. And I want to get back to worship, so I really have to be quick. And we have like 21 minutes left. Number one, God himself will lift you up. I said God himself will lift you up. Psalm 40 verse 1 to 3, David says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear to me, and he heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit. You know, when I say I don't care, I mean I do care. But it doesn't matter how deep your pit. that there is no place where God's love cannot find you. There's no place where God cannot sustain you. There's no place that God cannot deliver you from. Even in a den of lions, God will preserve you. Even in a fiery furnace, the fourth man will show up, and God is going to sustain you and lift you up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what valley, no matter how severe the storm, no matter how uncertain the time, how bad the depression. Last year, 60% more antidepressants were sold. One of the Bible promises, joy. Joy comes in the morning. We're going to have a fantastic time in February where we are going to believe God to refresh His church. That's why I want us to get together, and we are going to see a move of God. God's going to fill you up in the name of Jesus. God's going to put fresh wind in your sails so that you can sail through 2021 to the other side in the name of Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter what attack you may be facing in your job, against your personal character, God promises to lift you up from the miry clay. 2 Samuel 22, verse 47, the Bible says, the Lord lives. Can somebody say Jesus is alive? Hallelujah. Blessed be my rock. Let God be exalted, the rock of my salvation. It is God who avenges me and subdues people under me and delivers me from my enemies and also lifts me up above those who rise against me. Hey, doesn't matter what people plot and scheme against you. The Lord is your defense. God is going to lift you up. Isaiah 54, the Bible says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Bible says, every tongue risen against you in judgment, you will condemn. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, your enemy will come against you one way, but he will be driven before you seven ways. In Psalm 23, God says he prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies, and he will anoint your head with fresh oil, and your cup will run over in 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care how bad it is. You better sit at the table with Jesus Christ, and he's going to sustain you, and he will give you wisdom, and he will give you guidance, and he's going to anoint your head with fresh oil, and despair and discouragement and dismay will leave you in the name of Jesus, and depression is going to be broken off of you. The Bible says, for the anointing shall destroy the yoke and lift every burden off of your life. Oh, come on. I feel the Holy Ghost right where you are. If you've been struggling with depression, take 10 seconds and lift your voice where you are and give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, make your neighbors mad. Stomp on your flat floor a little bit tonight and give the Lord Jesus a praise. Brings me to point number two. God will not allow your foes to rejoice over you. I said God will not allow the enemy to rejoice over the church, over your life. 2,000 years ago, Jesus obtained the ultimate victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from the place of victory. We fight the good fight of faith from the place of victory. We are seated with Christ in heavenly places. I talk to people all the time. They say to me, well, Pastor, under the circumstances, I'm doing okay. Hey, you're not under the circumstances. You are seated with Christ. The Bible says you hail from God, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 1 John 5 verse 4, the Bible says, whatever is born of God overcomes the world. You have the seed of greatness. You have the seed of victory. You are more than a conqueror. No matter what life throws against you, you can rise up. You can stand up and know that God has given you the victory. 2,000 years ago, we do not focus on the Antichrist. We focus on the risen Christ. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. I want to shout it out to the nations of the world. Jesus is alive, and his name is still above every other name. Hallelujah. Sharing many scriptures, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Fear cometh by hearing the word of the devil. We need to be very careful who we listen to. We need to make up our mind not to be caught up in idle chatter. but to stay focused in the Word of God, to protect ourselves, to hold up the shield of faith, where the Bible says you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Psalm 91, the Bible says, because you've made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you. Oh, evil may come to you, but evil will not prevail against you. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. I spoke to somebody the other day, and, you know, sometimes we make statements, people think we're insensitive. I'm not. I'm trying to build your faith. And the person said to me, well, let me put it in detail. My daughter, first my son-in-law, had COVID. Then he handed it to my daughter. Thank you. And then she, and then she handed it to my grandson. And they handed it to Pastor Russell in Johannesburg. And Tina was looking after, well, the thing spread. I don't mean they handed it. The thing spread, and Janelle was pregnant, so it wasn't a great situation, etc., but God sustained, protected, delivered her. And then I phoned Tina Turner, and I said to her, listen, I don't just love my own family. I love you as well. You're as important to me as my own child, so I don't want my son-in-law, because they all had to live in isolation separately, and I said, I don't want them to live there and maybe you contract the virus. She said, Pastor, no, 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 please. I have prayed. I received a word from God that God was going to protect me. And that's what I said to you this morning. We have to walk through this with the rhema word of God. There's not one size fits all. We have to walk close in communion with Jesus Christ at this time. God will tell you where to go. God will tell you where not to go. He sent the Holy Ghost to lead you and to guide you into all truth. God knows what the enemy is planning and plotting and scheming against you. And every day as you abide in the presence of God, I believe that God will talk to you and he'll give you a check. He will give you a green light. He'll give you a red light. And we have to learn to live sensitively to the word of God, but then also to the rhema in Jesus' name. I always tell people, you cannot use the logos over a rhema. If the Holy Ghost checks you in your spirit, you cannot then declare the word of God over a word that you received from God. So it makes spiritual sense. You have to walk in the shadow of the Almighty. You have to walk with the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost. I said it this morning, and I'll say it again for tonight's audience. We want God to give us a spotlight. That's not what he said. He said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, not the spotlight. So we just see the next step. We see the next day. We have to gather manna for that day. We have to live in divine revelation for that day. We have to live dependent. You see, this is the time where our faith will be exposed, because that's what trials and tribulations do. It reveals the level of our faith, not so God can judge us, but so that we can develop and strengthen our faith, which the Bible calls precious, more costly than gold. We live by faith, which is not a formula, which is trust, reliance upon God and his word. Remember when the disciples were panic-stricken, when they were in turmoil, tossed to and fro by the waves in the boat after Jesus came to them and after Jesus calmed the storm, he was asleep in the boat with them. And he said, how is it that you have not learned to trust? In these uncertain times, we cannot watch too much television. We have to study the word and we have to listen to preachers who have the spirit of faith, not the spirit of fear, and who fear, which is what I want to say, point number three, death. God promises, number three, from that scripture, to keep you alive until you have served your purpose. There are so many people gripped by fear that they no longer live. And the Bible says God's not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Paul the Apostle says, death, where is your sting? The final enemy that Jesus defeated is death. And yet everybody suddenly is afraid to die. And I'm not saying don't regard, I won't say respect, don't regard what is happening in the world. Be wise. Sanitize. I don't want to say certain things, which we all know is true. Why this virus is spreading at the rapid rate it is, because of people's immune systems that have absolutely been demolished by certain decisions that have been taken. And so many of our frail people in South Africa that because of these severe lockdown measures never had access to the right medication, and now their immune systems are destroyed. And then this virus, which is not stronger than the previous one, is reaping havoc in the lives of people. So for you, we can all stand up here and talk about the things that happened. Loved ones that we loved. I just told you about my brother. I told you about my father. I told you about another disease that took so many of my relatives. And the same is happening today. But we will not glorify this, because God promises to deliver us. And more than that, God says, we don't have to fear death because we have passed from death to life. The day you get saved, there is nothing to be afraid of any longer. God says, don't fear those who can kill you. Don't fear death, because death has been defeated. And the Apostle Paul says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You know, when people don't fear death, they live a powerful life in Jesus' name. Think about the Apostle Paul, who was in another storm and the whole boat was destroyed. And I mean, God kept Paul alive, and because of Paul's faith, God kept everybody alive on the boat, because Paul had an assignment. God said to Paul, there's going to be a lot of damage, but you have to appear before Rome and you have to preach the gospel. So what did God do? God kept his servant alive. And many people, when that ship broke up, the Bible says some people just had to hang on to planks and boards, and they had to wait for the current to take them to the safety of the shore. I know some things are broken up in your life. I know some of you are facing severe challenges, but you better hang on to your faith. You better hang on to the Lord Jesus Christ. You better hold on to the garment of Jesus Christ, because I want to tell you, the current of the Holy Ghost, the blessing of God, is going to take you to the other side. You are going to reach the safety of the shore, and you are going to rebuild your life, and you are going to recover everything that you lost, and you are going to be stronger than ever. Come on, every preacher, every evangelist, every pastor, every businessman, every Christian out there, say amen. That means so be it. We're not going to get into the A woman. I mean, some people are not that intelligent after all. Amen is a Hebrew word which means we'd agreements. But not in America. Amen is a sexist word. And then they say A woman, and then there's still men in the word. How genius is that? Okay, that's a little detour. Oh, the Bible says, professing to be wise, they've become fools. They've become fools. Let's not take our eyes off Jesus in this time. The world is a divided place. Scientists are divided. Doctors are divided. People's belief is divided. Let's be the church. Let's walk with Jesus. Let's serve our primary purpose. Let's not get involved in every conspiracy theory. Let's do what we were called to do. Preach the gospel every way we possibly can. Make disciples of people. Do what we can. Pray. Plan. Feed the poor. Be more vigilant than ever. More creative. Adjust your sails. God is not on the back foot. God will outsmart Satan any day of the week. God will use all these evil schemers and plotters for a setup, just like he did Calvary 2,000 years ago. While they are plotting and scheming, God is not asleep. God will use this for his glory. God will cause this panic to be turned into a mighty revival As the waters cover the earth, as so the glory of God will cover the earth. Oh, come on. You know what I'm saying is true. Let's not talk about what people say. Let's say what God says. Let's not be bound by fear. Let's choose life and many good days. Let's choose the future and the hope that God promised us. Weeping endures for a moment, but say it, joy comes in the morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Then finally, I have to wrap it up. God's favor will make your mountain stand strong. Last year as I was praying, God told me, and I'm not going to expand on this because it's a personal word, God told me to walk in the unusual favor that I gave you. Now, that's not a general word for everybody, but I believe that God's favor is designed to protect you, to preserve you, and to keep you. I believe that at this time, we have to walk in the divine favor that is upon our lives. Favor with God, that gives you favor with decision makers. That's why we don't attack every government official. Jesus increased in stature and favor and wisdom, both with God and man. We have to walk wise. It's not time to try and be a spiritual Rambo. It's time to find the fathers in the body of Christ. Those who have a track record, those who are not afraid, and to follow their leadership, to steer the ship through the storm in this nation and in our continent. Can I have an amen from somebody in Jesus' name? This will be a year of recovery. I said to our president as well, my closing statement was, May 2021 will be a year of divine restoration and recovery in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So you will hear that word again and again, I believe, from our government as well. We will recover as a nation. We will recover as a continent. We will recover as a people. We will talk about our future. We will prophesy healing and life to the future of this nation and the nations of the world. I believe God's favor will protect you. Psalm 5 verse 12, David says, Lord, you will bless the righteous with favor, and you will surround him with it as a shield. Favor. Undeserved, unearned, unmerited favor through Jesus Christ. Think about it for a moment. God's favor. No matter what Satan plans against you, as a shield. The only thing that can stop that is your mouth. It says, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand. I want to say this, that God's favor will protect you. That God's favor will preserve you. I declare it over you. I declare it tonight that your life is not coming tumbling down. Things are not going to fall apart. I declare that God's favor will surround you. God's favor will lead you on a divine path of recovery and restoration. I declare that God's favor will open doors for you. I declare that God's favor will get you back into the place of employment. I declare that God's favor will cause you to increase and enlarge like Jabez, even in this time of uncertainty, in the name of Jesus. Father, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand. CRC is not standing because of Adbosov. CRC is standing strong at this time because of the favor of God. God's favor. I give God the glory for his favor. Come on, if you believe in God's favor tonight, give the Lord a praise wherever you are. Come on, stand up and say, Father, your favor will cause my mountain, my ministry, my business, my marriage, my life to stand strong in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2021, a year of recovery, a year of restoration. I don't think there's a pastor in the world that thought that this year would start like this. But it's okay. It's an empty building, but I don't see it empty. I see the youth. I see the students. I see the families. I don't see an empty building. I see all of you on the other side of that camera. And I'm going to tell you that God still has a plan for you, that God has not abandoned you, that weeping endures for a moment, but joy will come in the morning again. Maybe tonight you're in a place of hopelessness. Maybe you're in a place of despair. Maybe in a place of depression. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you there's one person who does know. and does understand and he cares. His name is Jesus. I want every head bowed, every eye closed. No one moving around in that lounge now. Maybe you're sitting there tonight, you've watched this and you say, Adbosov, I'm not right with God. If I die tonight, I don't think I'll go to heaven. Maybe you serve God, but what has happened, the loss of your dad, your mom, something has just ripped the life out of your sails. I weep with you, but weeping endures for a moment. You have to find your peace in the person of Jesus Christ. Maybe as the prodigal son, you walked away from God. Come back tonight. Right where you are tonight, God's talking to you. You know it. You sense it. In your heart, you know God's talking to you. I want you to put your hand on your heart right now, if that's you tonight, right where you are. There's no distance in the realm of the Spirit. And I want you to give your life back to Jesus. Pray this right now. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight I give myself back to you. Thank you that you love me. Thank you that you believe in me. Thank you that you care about me. Thank you that you died for my sin 2,000 years ago. I do believe you are the Christ. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight, I repent of every sin and I give myself back to you. I accept you now as my Lord and Savior. You are my Prince of Peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing and we rejoice with you. On all our platforms, please, there's an address. Write us, tell us the decision you made. We want to put a Bible in your hands. We know that God's got a great future for you. We want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to help you through to the other side. Remember, God loves you. We love you. You have a future and a hope in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.